Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
I don't know if you saw this, Pat or Steve, but in Texas, I believe in Texas, a second grader, of all the things to deny, I mean, I understand, you know, don't bring your toys to school. You know, I understand, keep your cell phone at home. Don't bring your cell phone to school. You know, I understand the iPad and the iPod and you know, I understand it. Don't bring that here. This is, you know, an educational facility. Don't bring those just bad stuff and leave that at home. But a second grader was denied reading the Bible at school. And guess what? Denied during personal reading time.
His own time.
Yeah, this wasn't like, you know, hey, don't read the Bible during math.
During class.
Yeah, well, that would be appropriate. You know, you don't read Bible in class because we're doing math right now. Yeah. That would be normal, right? That's okay. But not to be able to read your Bible when the child has what they call, and this was CBN reporting, independent time where they can read whatever they like. And so the parents have gotten involved and they're getting in contact with the school district and they're trying to make this thing right, and it's still in the process. But it just causes you to think, I mean, really?
Wow.
And then we're concerned why things are happening in schools. Mm-hmm. We're concerned about, you know, the violence that's taking place.
Yeah.
You know, I understand, you know, don't bring a gun, you know, but your Bible, you can't bring that either. Don't read that either, you know. What does it come to?
Yeah.
I mean, it doesn't take a rocket scientist to see, that's dumb.
Mm-hmm.
That's dumb. And I'm longing for the day that we can get back to that, where more children are willing to bring their Bibles to school, where more children are willing to read and have Bible studies in their school, you know, and where prayer would return back to school. Amen. I had a chance many years ago to kind of co-sponsor the children in different schools, had these school meetings where they would come to Christians. They would come together and did Bible study, and it was just before school met, you know, before school started, but they would come in early, about half hour to 45 minutes early, get this, to do the Bible club. And so as a youth pastor at that time, I was like a sponsor. I would go and kind of help them out, but it was all student-led type of stuff.
Right.
And I was amazed at their commitment and their love for Jesus and their willingness to reach their campus, their students there. And you know what? That's happening all around the country in different places. It doesn't get reported much, but I'm, you know, you look at second grade, come on, you know, we need to see more of what that's going on. We need to see more Bible clubs. We need to see more children reading the Bible. We need to put that in the forefront of our education. Things will go a whole lot better, I think, if we would invite God back into our schools, allow prayer back into a school. And, you know what? Of all the textbooks and books that the children can be reading, maybe required reading wouldn't be a bad idea to make Bible required reading.
Put the Bible back on the list.
I'm just saying.
You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN-TV and the Data Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFN-TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or a partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFN-TV and the Daily Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light.